Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Kira, it's so wonderful to be back with everybody.
It is, isn't it? I feel like we haven't been here back in the podcast world for a while.
I feel we have neglected our podcast children and family, and I'm very sorry for that. But Kira and I are back with you now, so there's nothing to worry about. But
exactly. Hi, so everyone. Just in case you missed us, this is what we were chatting about this weekend. We were talking about the cast of the new Super Mario Brothers has been announced, and obviously the internet is kind of like, what the F? When it was announced that Chris Pratt is the Mario. So
yes, I hope he does that accent. I hope he's like, hello. And like
Chris Pratt. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. There's a B on your head. that's what anyway, they need to do.
Yeah, look, I'm open to it, but also, I mean, with just the wealth of Italian actors out there, I don't get it myself. And also, we were talking about Colombia. The government there has passed a new law allowing for people to take 2 days off to grieve for their pets. So myself and Chris were asking the listeners, what did they think of that?
And as
I
well,
agree with them.
Oh, 100%.
I don't have any pets, but I agree with it.
Yes, 100%. As well as that, on Sunday, of course, we were discussing the idea of going to the cinema on your own, because I mentioned to a friend I might go see Many Saints of Newark, the Sopranos prequel, on my own, and he was shocked and scandalized.
So this is, I'm all for going to cinema on your own. And like, I went on holiday for a week by myself, and I think everyone was just like,
that's
really
hardcore.
Shocked.
A lot of people wouldn't do that.
Everyone's like, no. Someone told me they went to New York on their own and they were bored after 2 days. And I'm like, how can you be bored in New York City? Like,
know,
do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
It's definitely a mindset. But also, a friend texted me, I forgot to tell you this. A friend texted me last night to say they're going to go to Florence on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired by the fact that I went to Italy for a week on my own.
You are an influencer. You are giving people the confidence that they need, Kira. You know what I mean? And anyway. as well as that, you see, I think you and I, and this is why it's good to get other people's opinions on this. You see, you and I have a different view on this because you have your view on it because, you know, you're you and you've had the life that you've had, and I'm an only child.
Yeah.
So I'm totally, I think that concept's totally normal to be like spending time on your own. But people look at me and you, I think, like maybe there's something a little off about us.
No, one of the hardest things to do in life is to be okay with spending time on your own.
But I've never, as an only child, you don't know any different.
You see, that's it. I mean, that's fair enough. But there's a difference to spending time on your own and being lonely. See, they're two very different things.
Exactly.
And you have to get comfortable with that loneliness. Mm-hmm. And then it just becomes the norm, if you know what I'm trying to say there. But anyway.
Oh, that's really dark. Oh, I'm sorry, Kira.
But it's the truth, though.
Yeah, I hear you.
Why isn't everyone talking about it? I don't get it. Oh, God.
Kira, you are wise beyond your years.
I really am.
You also regaled us with the tale of your latest story on meeting Dominic West. So that was kind
that
of fun
true.
As well. And we were also discussing that on Sunday. But listen, without further ado. Oh, by the way, before we continue, we are always looking to hear from people around the world, what you're doing, what you're up to, and where you're listening to the podcast. So do indeed email us, chrisandkira@rte.ie. Chris and Kira.
I would specifically like to hear from somebody who's living in Switzerland. Is there anybody living in Switzerland that's listening to myself and Chris? Please reach out, chrisandkira@rte.ie.
Kira's still trying to get this idea of meeting Roger Federer going somehow.
No, it's
I don't know how you're going to do it here by just knowing someone in Switzerland. Like, I don't know how that's going to...
I've parked that. I know you're going to be like, what?
But you haven't, because that's why you're looking for someone from Switzerland.
Okay, so I'm interested in the country of Switzerland. Because of Roger Federer, obviously. Yeah. But it's actually much more than that now. I just think, how wild would it be if we had a listener in Switzerland? To me, it would just blow my mind.
Okay. That's what would blow Kira's mind.
Related to Roger Federer.
A listener from Switzerland. So please, by all means, if you are a listener from Switzerland, Kira is eager to hear from you. I suppose I am too. I'd like to see you happy, Kira. So I'm also for that. Anyway, chrisandkira@rte.ie is the email address. Without further ado, here's what went down this week on the show. I'm totally for this, by the way. I know this might seem kooky and weird and like one of these and finally news stories, but I am absolutely for what Kira's about to tell us about.
Yeah, and this is very interesting. And obviously over the last couple of years, I don't have any pets myself, but my friends do. And I see how much their pets mean to them. And they become part of the family. They become like their children in a lot of regards. And I don't say that lightly. But there's a new law. A politician in Colombia wants to bring about a law introducing 2 paid days leave if your pet dies. This new legislation was brought by Alejandro Carlos Chacon. He's a member of the Colombian Liberal Party. And he told Colombian News that some people do not have children, but they do have a much loved pet, which they develop a deeply, you know, a deep bond with.
Sure.
I think that's fair to say, because you have pets, right?
Oh, my, listen, I mean, I've always had pets growing up and everything, and it's like, they are...
raised by two dogs, yeah.
I was, that's why I am the way I am. That's why I'm basically feral. I was raised by two rough collies. Yeah, exactly. But... mm-hmm. There is true, there is, and I think, and I hate sounding like one of these people that's like, you know, unless you've experienced it, you can't really understand it. But there is a certain bond you develop with your pet. And I know people say, but like, it's just a dog or it's just a cat. But it isn't. It really isn't.
No, but that's because though we've changed as a society though. So like, as you said, there used to be like working dogs. In fact, and there still is working dogs across the country, don't get me wrong. But now pets mean more to people in this current society that we find ourselves in. But I will say, Chris, and I hate to say that I'm right about this. Obviously, during the course of lockdown, an awful lot of people adopted different animals like dogs and cats, or whatever. And now there's a huge rise in people surrendering their animals and bringing them back to animal charities in Ireland and in the UK. And I hate to say this, but I told you so. I saw it coming. And that makes me uncomfortable because I do think, Chris, as well, that there is an element of... a pet like a dog or a cat being some sort of fashion accessory.
Yeah, it's vanity, absolutely.
That you can put up on your Instagram.
Absolutely, of course.
You know, and that I'm not okay with.
No,
I'm not okay.
No, absolutely. Did,
of course, you saw a bit of it, and now there's like an absolutely huge rise in people surrendering their pet dogs since lockdown ended, and that is not okay. It's a really selfish thing to do.
No, that's what I mean. Is in, I saw a bit of it about 18 months ago, and I said to myself, "Oh God, this isn't like," because I knew some of the people that were doing it, and I was thinking to myself, "Pal, like, what are you doing? This is like you're not gonna." And then, sure
having
enough,
having a dog is like having a child, from what I can gather in a lot of regards.
Yeah,
you know?
It is, absolutely. Now,
anyway,
a cat is different because like a cat kind of does its own thing, but a dog, yeah, absolutely. Dog needs a lot more attention, a lot more stimulation. But
so this Colombian politician said that. He would allow two bereavement days for a pet because it would be more beneficial to allow employees to overcome their grief and pain of losing their beloved animals without being preoccupied with their jobs. And I think that's, like, again, I'm saying this as someone who doesn't have a pet, but I can understand. I've been around friends when they've lost an animal and it's not good. Like, it is heartbreaking.
No, of course. Like, I think, honestly, I would prefer... a day off work if a pet died than like if you died, Kira.
Okay,
I think
there we go. There it is.
No, but I no. And the reason I'm saying that is because I think firstly it'd be very traumatic to lose a pet, absolutely. But also, if you died, like I would want to come into work and get all the sympathy. Like as in, I want to be like in all black. Hey everyone, no, don't worry, I'm going on anyway. It's what Kira would have wanted, and I would want all of the...
You'd milk us.
Yeah, oh, of course. I'd be in here with like sunglasses on and a veil, and like I'd be wearing a full black outfit, and I'd be like, Kira would want this, guys. This is what Kira would... Yeah.
For people that don't know, myself and Chris, we've talked about this before, that if the two of us, you know, if one of us were to leave this life, that we would absolutely milk it.
Oh, we have actually, this is no joke, we have said off air to each other, listen, you run with it. You run with it.
You
do you know what I mean?
You go with it, my friend.
You go with it. If I die, you be there. You be getting
it. Might
the...
finally get us some publicity. You know what I mean? So
that's it, exactly. One of us will have to die.
I know, then we
will get recognition for being the best radio show in Ireland, Kira. That's always how it happens. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But I hope you don't die anytime soon, Kira, if we can avoid it.
I hope you don't die anytime soon.
Yes,
anyway.
Very good.
But anyway, I think it's interesting. 51552. Do you think a law like that would be passed in Ireland? Do you think that people would be open to that in Ireland? 51552.
Oh, God, yes.
A Colombian politician wants to give the Colombian people 2 days paid leave if their pet dies so they can grieve.
This is like something Eamon Ryan would propose, I think. Like, I'd be all for it. Like, he's proposed kooky stuff like this, like bringing wolves back to Ireland and all that kind of stuff. I think if we could get this in front of Eamon Ryan, he'd run with it. I think he'd be like, yeah, that's a great idea. Absolutely. But anyway, do you recognize, I'm very excited about this, do you recognize this melody?
I do.
I hope you do. I hope they use this in some way in the new new film, because I mean this is iconic. It is, of course. Now this is a somewhat more modern remix of it, but it is.
Can I just say, I'm like, that sounded way cooler than what I used to play when I was a child.
Yeah, no, they've kind of made it a little more 2021, if you get me, but this is, of course, the Super Mario Brothers theme song.
Indeed, and 30 years since his first appearance in a video game.
Is it? Is it 30 years?
It's 30 years, yeah. Mario is facing his biggest battle yet, Chris,
oh, no.
And it's on Twitter.
Oh, poor Mario. Okay.
Yeah. And there's nothing I hate more than a huge pile-on on Twitter. I don't like to get involved and stuff like that because there's this whole element of cancel culture. We won't get into it right now, but I just kind of like to just tweet about Roger Federer. That's what I do on Twitter. and put my phone down when everyone else kind of piled on.
Step away from it, I hear you.
Yeah, so obviously yesterday was revealed in a surprise announcement by Nintendo that the animated adaptation of the Super Mario Brothers franchise will star It's-a-me, Chris Pratt, as the voice of the famously Italian plumber. And obviously people were like, what? Because Chris Pratt is American, and as far as I know, Mario and Luigi, although created by Japanese people, are Italian, Chris, am I right?
Of course, like in all of the previous video games, and like I don't mean to engage in any stereotypes here, but they talk like a, oh, let's a go and all that. Like they have the very, we'll
they
say, when's
Italian.
A year, Dal Mio? Oh, very much so. They are Italian. They're not Italian-American. They are Italian, and they have the Italian accent, and they have, you know, there's certain tropes that might be relied on, but they are very much Italian people. So, I don't know how they're going to manage this.
Yeah, so a lot of people were kind of perplexed by the bizarre assemblage of the cast, and the cast includes Chris Pratt as Mario, Charlie Day, the comedian, as the long-suffering brother, Luigi, Anna Taylor-Joy, who is in everything right now, as Princess Peach, and Keegan-Michael Key, who I do love, as Toad.
Yes, yeah.
Jack Black as Bowser.
Okay, sounds good.
You know the villainous turtle.
Yeah, of course. Dead Bowser is very mean.
And Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
It all sounds great, apart from I don't know how they're going to execute Mario's voice. Because now, Mario's supposed to be Italian, and they can't, in this day and age now, Kira, they can't have Chris Pratt going, hello, I'm Italian, because
I follow Chris Pratt on Instagram. I'm a fan of Chris Pratt, and I will always be a fan of Chris Pratt because of his portrayal of Andy in Parks and Rec. Have you watched Parks and Recreation yet, Chris?
No, and I have to, because in fairness, that is one of your recommendations to me, and you're very
you'd
passionate
it.
About it.
I
think
know
I would.
Love
I think
it.
I'd enjoy it, absolutely.
Yeah, no. So he played the character of Andy on Parks and Rec for, I don't know, 6 or 7 seasons, and I do love him for that, I have to say. And obviously, he's become this big, massive Hollywood superstar. He married Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, all that sort of stuff. Okay, and you know, but this just... So I was on his Instagram page yesterday and he was saying that he was really excited because he used to play Super Mario when he was a kid and now he's going to voice Mario in the upcoming movie. And he said that he's been working on the accent and that he's really, really excited. Did they not see this coming? In the current world that we're living in the current society, like I'm looking at TV shows and movies finally having brilliant, diverse actors from all different nationalities and backgrounds, and it's so refreshing. Did they not see this coming?
That's the problem, you see, because unless they do the thing where, you know, the way Alec Baldwin's wife was pretending to be Spanish for like 15 years, like unless they do an accent like
Hilaria.
That. Yeah, exactly. So unless he goes the Hilaria route and he's like, no, I'm Italian, like it's going to be unusual. And I don't want to see a Mario where he has Chris Pratt's voice. I want to see Mario be Mario. I want to hear him with the accent we all know him to have.
So is there no even Italian-American actors out there that could have taken on the voice of Mario?
Or an Italian person.
Joe Pesci, but that'd be like a very dark Mario.
That would be a little heavy for Mario, yeah. Though I think Joe Pesci could do a great job of it, but I think they should get the guy... I know. Sorry now, because I know you didn't watch The Sopranos, and I don't want to bore everyone. There's a great actor in The Sopranos who's actually Italian, and he kind of has Mario's like a, yo, there's a bee on your hat kind of thing. So I think he should do it. The guy who played Silvio, I don't know what his real name is.
What's interesting is there was a Super Mario Brothers film in 1993 and Bob Hoskins voiced Mario at the time. So I wonder, was it the same sort of like, you know, outrage?
Well, back then, I think you could pretend to have another accent and no one cared. Like back then, you could almost do blackface and nobody cared. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Like, as in, I think now a little more emphasis on being sensitive when you're casting. But listen, I do look forward to the film. I just hope they can pull it off. I don't know what they're going to do about poor Mario's accent. We'll see, though, Kira. Kira and I, we'll go watch this in the cinema together. How about that? We'll go and do a movie review of the new Mario film.
There's someone very angry on the tweets, Chris, talking about this.
Oh no, this really annoys people. Like this genuinely really annoys people.
They claim to say that we're worse for amplifying a minority of Twitter people.
Twitter bankers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ye are all insufferable twats. That's fair.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I'm not angry with it. I mean, I don't know if I feel the same way as the Twitter people. They're very angry about it. You know our friend Brian M. Lloyd, who's a movie reviewer for entertainment.ie?
Yes.
Man, he nearly started crying, I think, when he saw this. He was
no,
very
but
annoyed.
I think he saw what we saw, and it's like, oh guys, are you serious, really, in this current climate?
Yeah. All right. Well, Akira, there's a lots of great music on the way. Bobby Arlo.
It's a 2FM you are listening to.
Kira and I on the show are always trying to spotlight and showcase and highlight brilliant new Irish music. So if you think you've a track that you'd like us to hear, if you're a manager, if you're an artist, if you're whatever, chrisandkira@rte.ie is the email address. chrisandkira@rte.ie is the email address for our track of the week. We are always trying to show you brilliant new Irish music. And I love Upbeat, Kira. We've featured Upbeat before. He is a very talented gentleman. He's a producer. He's a singer. He's doing it all. And this is Upbeat's Exhale. We'll finish the show with this. For myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Kira, that was now a very dramatic kind of pause before you said goodbye. I don't know. I feel... I'm not sure, Kira, how I feel about that. Like, I was left in suspense. But anyway, here we go.
You ready?
Listen up.
Chris and Kira's
track of the week.
It's such a pleasure to be back.
2FM, your home for Ed Sheeran tickets.
So, this is kind of funny because we had, I don't mean to be really boring here and break the fourth wall, but we had a script this morning that was for this, but they had to update it because he basically sold out all of the things we were going to talk about. So
exactly.
He's had to add a load of new dates. It's very exciting. It's huge, actually, and it's great to be talking about gigs again.
It is great to be talking about gigs again. And also, it's Ed Sheeran and Chris. Who doesn't love Ed Sheeran, in fairness, at this stage?
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's just kind of ingrained in our souls. So he's
I
already
see Ed Sheeran as like a guy I went to school with. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like we grew up with him. I'm like, oh, that's Ed Sheeran. Yeah, like that's not superstar musician Ed Sheeran. That's just Ed Sheeran. Yeah,
he's already had an unbelievable run in the number one spot in the charts with Bad Habits and Shivers, and now it looks like he's going to have the biggest gigs of 2022. Well, we'll see, Garth Brooks. But anyway, he's got four massive outdoor gigs announced. Crow Park, Saturday, 23rd of August. That sold out. There's a new date for that on the 24th. Parky Queeve, Thursday, 28th of April. New date for that on the 29th. Thoman Park, Thursday, the 5th of May. That sold out. There's a new date on the 6th of May. And Belfast, Boucher Road, Playing Fields, Thursday, 12th of May. That sold out. There's a new date, the 13th of May. So tickets are on sale now. We've got a pair of tickets to give away on the show today. Plus, we'll let you pick which gig you want to go to.
Whoa.
How amazing is that?
That is amazing. Also, poor broadcast coordinator Adam had to rewrite this whole thing because Ed Sheeran sold out like in a few hours. So for a chance to win, all you have to do, now this is very important, all you have to do is listen out for this.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Our Ed Sheeran track is Shivers.
So, you have to text us when you hear Shivers. Not before then. As soon as you hear it, though, text the word Ed and your name to 51552. We will pick someone randomly and call them back later on, and then you can choose which of Ed Sheeran's Irish gigs you're going to. It's that simple.
To look forward to, wouldn't it?
Okay, let's call somebody back. Someone who has entered our Ed Sheeran competition. They could be winning themselves. Well, it's ringing, which is a good start. There's one ring. We'll give them that. We're on two rings again. If they don't... Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, just to let you know, you're... Shush, for a second. Just to let you know, you're on the radio, so don't swear or anything like that. You are live on the radio. Who are we talking to?
My name is Anne-Marie Kyo, and I absolutely love you.
Well, I absolutely love you then, Anne-Marie Kyo. Oh, wow. Do you love me and Kira, or just me, Anne-Marie?
Both of you.
Oh, Anne-Marie Kyo. All right.
Good answer, Anne-Marie. Good answer. So let me ask you, are you a fan of Ed Sheeran?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
So let's say hypothetically, if you were to win a pair of tickets to Ed Sheeran, where in Ireland would you go and see him? Would it be Crow Park, Parky Queeve, Thomond Park, or in Belfast?
Well, all I'm saying is the 24th of August is my birthday.
Okay, what's near the 24th of August? Hold on. So we have 23rd of April, that's Crow Park, and Porky Queeve, 28th of April. Thoman Park is the 5th of May, or, you know, and the 6th. Yeah, it's both. It's both. It's 5th and 6th. 5th is sold out. Belfast is the 12th and 13th of May. So, I mean, the nearest one there is Belfast, but, I mean, it's up to you. There's nothing in August.
You could celebrate early.
You could. I mean, you could go a little early now, Anne-Marie. Where are you thinking? Where would you like to go? Because all of these are available to you. You'd like Crow Park? Okay. Well, then listen. How about this?
I mean, what will we do, Chris? Will we give her tickets to see Ed Sheeran?
Let me have a look now here. Hold on, Kira. I'm like a travel agent. Oh, let me see if I have those dates for you now, if I can fit you in there. Well, 23rd is gone because Ed has sold out Saturday the 23rd. So, Anne-Marie, do you think you could make Sunday the 24th of April in Croke Park next year?
Absolutely.
Well, good for you. You're going then, all right?
Congratulations, Anne-Marie.
There we go.
You're very welcome.
Big favours. Could I ask a big favour?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've already given you a lot of favours now,
Chris,
Anne-Marie.
Yeah,
what I know, but yes. So I have a very special boy beside me who I'm minding for the weekend. His name is Dylan. Would you mind saying hello to Dylan?
Put Dylan on the phone. Would Dylan like to talk on the phone, or is Dylan a little shy?
He's a little shy.
Okay.
That's well then, okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
We will say hi to Dylan. Are you doing anything nice with Dylan now for the weekend? Is he getting up to anything fun?
We're going to Kildare Farm Foods to the pet shop at the moment.
Oh, nice. Oh, very good. Very good. Well, that sounds like fun. Well, listen.
Well, I hope you and Dylan have a fabulous weekend together. And congratulations, Anne-Marie, on winning those Ed Sheeran tickets.
Well, there we go. Listen, we'll let Anne-Marie go. Anne-Marie and Dylan having a big day out by the sounds
Anne-Marie,
of things.
Possibly the most polite person we've ever had on the show.
Yeah. Like, usually when we ring people with amazing prizes, they're like, what? Yeah. No, I'm really happy to have won you. I like that was great.
Anyway,
good for Anne-Marie.
So Anne-Marie is going along to see Ed Sheeran in Croke Park next year. That is exciting.
I'd like to give Anne-Marie every prize we give away on the show. She's very polite. What track have we reversed here? Yeah.
Am I right in saying when you interviewed one of the members of this band, you ended up depressing him?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I'll never forget it. Oh my god. I was like, oh Christ, Chris.
I don't know how I did it either.
You brought up Trump. That's exactly
what
you
was
did.
That what I did?
Yeah.
And he got really sad about it.
Yeah, because he was sitting in his hotel room on his own. And then you went down the Trump line. And I was like, what are you doing, Chris?
No, it's because he had brought up Trump before on his social media.
Him get sad in his hotel room on his own. So thanks for that, Chris.
I remember. I had totally forgotten we interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Sorry. I can't remember what we were promoting, but like, he was on the show for some reason. You're dead right.
Yep.
And I remember.
And Chris ends up depressing him because Chris put up Donald Trump. There you go.
I forgot that. Oh my God. I actually forgot that even happened. That's right. Because I had gone on his social media the few minutes before we were going to talk to him. And I saw that, like, you know, you scroll back or whatever just to see what they're into, you know what I mean? And I remember he'd said something about
Trump. Oh, look at that
Trump.
Research that you did.
I know, that was, he scrolled through his social media for 4 minutes. And then I said, oh, he seems to talk a lot about Trump. Or he did at one point, so we'll bring that up. And then he was like, yeah, man, no, he's destroying the fabric of American society. And I was like, oh, all right, okay. So the new song of the new album, and you're coming to Ireland to promote it. And you're right, okay, fair enough. Wow, Kira, I'd forgotten, good memory.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, by the way, hi, my name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
Okay, now that that's out of the way, I feel that I need to bring this up with you, Kira. I think, you see, and the thing is as well, I think you'll empathise with me on this, you'll identify with me on this, but I do want to put it out there because I don't know if you and I are in a minority on this. However, I need to explain this to you, and I know you've done this before, Kira, so I am interested in your take on this. The Sopranos film is out. It's easier to just call it the Sopranos film. It's called Many Saints of Newark, but it's basically a prequel 2 hours to the, you know, greatest series of all time, The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. And it features a lot of the same characters. It has James Gandolfini, who is Tony Soprano. It has his son in real life playing a younger version of him. So it is very exciting in a lot of ways. Like, it's a very interesting
concept.
You're
worried, though, aren't you? Because you're worried that you're not going to like it.
I'm worried it's going to be rubbish. Because how do you top the greatest television experience ever that will never be topped? How do you possibly revisit that and do anything with it that's going to add to the art form?
See, this is how I feel about Spencer. Spencer is a movie where Kristen Stewart is playing Princess Diana, and that's out in October at some stage. And I'm like, what different angle can you bring in a movie involving Princess Diana at this stage, especially when The Crown is out and The Crown is winning Emmys and Golden Globes left, right and centre because the cast are so good at playing the real life characters. So what is Kristen Stewart going to bring to Diana that hasn't been brought before? And I'm a little bit like, you know that emoji where the shoulders and her hands are just up, just like, oh, I don't know, I don't get
the shrug emoji.
And, yeah, so
Kira,
I understand
the shrug emoji.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, I do want to go see it, but I mentioned to a friend that I was saying, oh, I might go see the film because he lives in a different country and it's not out in the cinema there. So I just said, oh, I might go see it in the cinema. And he said, wait, what? It's in the cinema? And I said, yeah, it's in the cinema in certain countries. And he said, oh, wow, that's awesome. And then he said, but you, like, who are you going to bring that's going to enjoy the Sopranos prequel? And I said, I'm just going to go on my own. And he said, that's weird. You can't go to the cinema on your own. And I know, Kira, that you are a lady who is a big proponent and a big supporter of going to the cinema on one's own. And I don't
100%.
See why you can't. I think it seems perfectly. He looked at me like, or he was talking to me like I had two heads.
Now, there's some friends that I have in my life that when I say that, oh my God, you should go on holidays on your own, they look at me with this utter contempt and say, are you crazy? I couldn't do that to myself. I'm the sort of person, I'm very independent and happy in my own company. And
absolutely,
it's taken a while to get to that point, by the way. It's not easy. But I holiday on my own. I go for dinner on my own. I go to coffee shops on my own. And one of the things that I love to do is I love to go to the cinema on my own. It's brilliant. You don't have to talk to anyone.
There you go.
You can kind of sit wherever you want. You don't have to listen to someone munching while teasers are eating popcorn beside you or slurping a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You are it's just you and your thoughts and what's on screen for 2.5 hours. So I don't have a lot of friends that are into the Marvel movies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when all those Marvel movies were coming out, you know, the last two, Endgame and whatever the one was before that, they're like 2.5, 3 hours long, you know? And in the afternoon, I used to go, like, and I'd get an afternoon ticket and I would sit in the cinema for 3 hours and I'd reemerge and I'd watch the Marvel movies and I'd reemerge into the world. And, you know, walking down the street, no one was none the wiser whether I went to the cinema on my own or what I just experienced. It was lovely.
See, this is what I would think. You're painting a nice picture here. And also, it's not like, we'll say, going to a pub or something like that, where obviously a part of it for people can be the social element and the chatting and all that. You're not going to chat in the cinema. Hell up when you're in the cinema. There's nothing we're going to be able to do in the cinema. Unless...
Also, yes. We have not been allowed in cinemas for 18 months.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly reasonable to just go to the jam cinema.
Exactly,
on my own.
But like, don't ruin everybody else's cinema experience. But you know, because we're also going to have to get used to being in a cinema and being quiet again and all that sort of stuff. Because we've been at home watching our movies on streaming services. So now, once we have it back, let's not ruin it. But yes, that's the side point. But yeah, just go to cinema on your own, Chris.
Sure.
No big deal.
Like, and I don't know what he was trying to do. Angled like for an invitation, even though he doesn't live in Ireland.
No, it's not.
He wants to be
projecting.
My boyfriend or something.
No, it's not that. He was projecting. He's obviously not comfortable on his own.
True. That's okay. What it is. Look
That's
at Oprah
it.
Here. You're absolutely right. That is what it is. You're like that woman Marie Kondo. Obviously, mm-hmm. He cannot get joy on his own. You know what I mean? It does not spark joy for him to be on his own in the cinema.
Chris, you'd be surprised. There's so many people out there that do not like being on their own and don't like being in their own company.
Oh, when I'm at the cinema, when I'm watching something, that's what I'm thinking I'm going to want, especially for a film like this, because I also don't want a load of, who's that? Is he, is that Tony Soprano? Like, I'm not going to be able for that. So, Kira, you have convinced me, but look, 51552, going to the cinema on your own.
Going to the cinema on a date is a weird one too.
Because you can't interact.
You can't interact and you can't talk to
You're sitting in a dark room staring forward for 3 hours. Like, what's the point?
That's weird, but anyway.
Yes, agreed. Unless you're planning on getting, you know, but like that's also weird. I don't want to be listening to that.
Let's say I were going to go to that Sopranos movie, okay? If I walked into a cinema and I saw you sitting on your own, I would wave at you, I would acknowledge you, and I'd say, hi, Chris, but I would sit somewhere else.
Thank you. You know me so well. All right. Yep. Okay, it's time to do this.
QFM, your home for Ed Sheeran tickets.
Okay, so...
This is so exciting because somebody's about to win themselves a pair of Ed Sheeran tickets.
I like how as well they can choose where they want to go. Like, we're not forcing it on them. They have a huge selection of dates they can choose from. But they need to answer first. So, how about this? If you entered our Ed Sheeran competition and you see a number ringing you within the next few seconds, you should answer it. Because it could be Kira and I. Will we call somebody back? Let's do it. So, you know the rules. They have 10 rings to answer. We're very generous with these rings now, in fairness. 10 is an awful lot, but... Do we have a dial tone yet? Do we even have... Is it even ringing yet? I don't hear
Doesn't
anything
sound like
here.
It.
No. I don't think there's anything going on here at the moment. I don't feel like we are dialing any number. Because, you see, Kira and I aren't allowed to see the numbers or anything like that. So, you know what I mean? It's a big process. I don't hear anything. We might have to ring them back in another minute. I don't know if these phones aren't working or what's going on. Let's try it again.
Oh God, imagine if the person is like out of service or, you know.
See, that's it. I just don't think anything's connecting because obviously Kira and I can't in any way influence what's going on here with the phones, but we'll give it another try. And if not, this is getting very tense now, in fairness. I'd hate if we had to like come back to this or whatever, if we... had to revisit this.
We probably will by the signs of things.
Yeah, yeah. Which is very disappointing. Very anticlimactic.
We're sorry, the number you've dialed can't be reached at this time. Please try again later.
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay.
Whoever this is.
Oh, no.
Just missed out on 2 Ed Sheeran tickets. Yeah, okay. Well, do we have another number?
I think we just have to move on to another number if it doesn't connect.
Yeah.
So let's try another number. No, at least this one's ringing.
Here we go. Okay.
That poor other person's going to come back to their phone and see our missed call.
Hello?
Hello, don't swear or anything like that because you're live on the radio. We just have to tell you that legally. Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, you're talking to Aaron.
Aaron, is it?
Yeah, how's it going?
You can't complain, Aaron. How are you?
How's it going, Aaron?
I'm good, thanks. Not too bad. I'm in West Cork, in Airfield.
You're in West Cork. Fabulous part of the world. Okay. Now, hypothetically, if you were to win Ed Sheeran tickets, Which gig would you go to? Would you go to his Crow Park gig, Porky Queeve, Thomond Park, or Belfast? Where would you go?
Porky Queeve. I'd stay local.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That'd be handy, wouldn't it? It would be handy.
Yeah.
So the new date for Porky Queeve is April 29th, because obviously April 28th is sold out. So if you were to head, who would you bring with you, Aaron?
I'd have to take my girlfriend, I'd say.
I suppose you would, Aaron. Yeah,
I'd be in trouble otherwise.
The disappointment.
Yeah, I love how you say that with such a defeated tone. I suppose it would be my girlfriend. What's your girlfriend's name, Aaron?
Magda.
Well, listen, you and Magda... you're going to have to clear the 29th of April, okay? You're going to have to clear your schedules for then, because you're going to see Ed Sheeran and Porky Queeve, all right, Aaron?
Unreal. Thanks a million.
No worries. There we go.
Oh,
that's
you're
Aaron.
So welcome.
I tell you, after half an hour trying to ring people on the phone, we eventually get through to Aaron, so that was nice.
Maybe Aaron was supposed to win those Ed Sheeran tickets. I like to take a reason for things happening, Chris. Maybe the person not answering their phone or being out of service means that Aaron and Magda can now go and have a great time for themselves in Cork.
So. There you go. See, that's obviously it. Obviously, it was written in whatever, you know, stars and prophecy and fate and all that, that Aaron and Magda were supposed to go to Porky Queeve on the 29th of April. You know, we had meant to discuss this a week or two ago, but then so much happened.
I can't believe that we haven't discussed it.
I can't believe we've glossed over this, because let me tell you something. Kira has been dining out on her Dominic West story. Dominic West is, we'll say, McNulty from The Wire, and...
He's a very famous Hollywood actor at this stage. He was in The Affair, and also he very famously, Chris, voiced... the sea lion in Finding Nemo 2.
Oh, this, yes, of course. His two greatest roles are
Finding Dory, actually, is the name.
As of course McNulty in The Wire, and as the sea lion in Finding Dory.
And he's about to get massive all over the world, okay, because he is due to play Prince Charles in the next season of The Crown.
So just to give everyone a bit of context, Kira like had dinner beside him once, like 12 years ago.
No, that's wrong. I met him on a night out in the village on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you did? Sorry.
Yes.
You actually did get a photo with him. Sorry. To
yes,
be fair now, you actually did interact with him. Sorry. My apologies, Kira. You absolutely did. And for about 10 years, we've been hearing about that. And I still didn't even get the details
right. The celebrity that I had dinner beside was Donald Gleeson.
Sorry, Kira. Yes, absolutely. My apologies.
God, keep up.
And then a few weeks ago, inadvertently.
Cannot believe that we did not talk about this.
I found out Kira actually had a really interesting Dominic West story that she could have updated her repertoire with, and we haven't been plagued with it on air, and I don't know why, Kira.
It's just one of those things where, like, we were just kind of, it was the end, the summer was coming to an end, we were covering for Jenny Green for 2 weeks, you know, I had people visiting me, it was just a very busy time, and I cannot believe that I forgot to tell you and the nation about my Dominic West story. But there's more to this story. So I was swimming in a local swimming spot, okay, and I'm coming out of the water, and I'm like lunging out like a beluga whale, and my leg is caught around a rope that's connected to a curragh, and I'm not very graceful. And I can see this man with his, you know, his top off, obviously, in his swimming trunks, you know, coming striding into the water, and I was looking at him, and then I started staring at him, and then he looked at me staring at him, and I was like, oh my god. So Dominic West actually dived down beside me and got into the water, and I was like, oh my god, I'm basically swimming with Dominic West right now.
And from where you're from, like, this would be a fairly remote rural area, like, as in you're not just going to happen upon this area to swim by accident.
No,
an intentional thing he was doing there.
And what's interesting is I know the people that he would stay with, whatever. So I met them a couple of days later and I chatted to them. And I said, oh gosh, I said, I saw your friend Dominic around. He was swimming in such a place. And they said, oh yes, he was asking about the girl from Connemara who interviewed him in London that
no,
time.
No, he wasn't.
No, genuinely. No,
he
genuinely,
was asking,
Chris,
about the girl that from Connemara that interviewed him in London one time, was he?
Because, no. Yeah, he did, genuinely. And I know that sounds bizarre.
Yes.
But he comes to stay in my village, so he knows my village very well. And he knows people that I know. So he would, obviously, that would stick out when you're at a press junket.
Yeah, of course.
And,
yeah,
you know, you've
been
interviewed by a load of people.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's hilarious is I went all the way to London 5 years ago to interview him about voicing a sea lion in Finding Dory, which was the second Finding Nemo movie. That is, and I got 5 minutes, Chris. I'm a pro. I got 5 minutes out of him. I'm a definite pro.
Did you, can I ask you though, you know when he was, yes, Kira, you absolutely are a pro, by the way. I mean, I'm first to say it. But did you...
You would get 5 minutes out of talking about, you know, an animated sea lion that Dominic West
did you say that to him? Did you say when he was striding out of the water and you were there, did you say, hey pal, you know, we're contemporaries. No. We discussed you playing a sea lion in Finding Dory 2 once. Did you bring that up with him? Hold on, actually, we have a clip of it. Hold on. This is you and him.
What it's like what is it like going into an actual sound booth and trying to record lines for an animated character that you can't see, let's say?
Well, you're very academic as well, Kira. You're not what was it like to play a sea lion? Was that mad crack? Do you like Tato? You know what I mean? You didn't do the whole usual Irish stuff. You actually
listen to Dominic.
You got really down into it. Hold on. I was trying to compliment you, you feckin' agent, Kira. Jeez, I was giving you a compliment. You look good in this, by the way. You look very glam. Jesus.
Chris, it was 5 years ago. I looked way younger, so shut up.
Oh, is it that you've aged? Oh,
yes,
right.
Sir.
Sorry. I was just trying to be nice, Kira. Jesus, you're being very hostile.
Hello.
Hold on.
That's true. I mean, I think Andrew had sort of mock-ups of what Rudder would look like, so I think I had a vague idea of that. And but I was actually in the room with Idris, which really helps, because that's not always the case. And
listen to Kira.
Yes, of course. Did you? This is like when Oprah interviews somebody. Yes, sure, of course. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
So obviously, for people that don't know, Idris Elba and Dominic West voiced the two sea lions, which were animated characters in Finding Dory, and that's funny because the two of them.
Go ahead, Kira. Of course.
We're in the wire
that's
together.
Fascinating.
Okay. Anyway.
Hold on. Let's hear that again.
I think Andrew had sort of mock-ups of what Rudder would look like, so I think I had a vague idea of that. And but I was actually in the room with Idris, which really helps.
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Well, of course it helps in the same room together when they're
But anyway, Kira, I am glad to. I can't believe it took us this long to get to this better Dominic West story.
There's more to that story.
What happens then?
There's more to that story.
Oh,
so
my
what
God,
happens
yeah.
then is I'm in the village later on. I'm like, Jesus, can't believe that I, you know, had a swim beside Dominic West, even though I was technically emerging out of the water, okay?
Yeah.
Then I'm walking by the local hotel and I go in because I'm peckish after all the swimming and I want to get some food. And I look outside and the guy's sitting on the bench outside eating food. I'm like, God almighty, that looks like Daniel Day-Lewis. And Chris, guess what?
Oh no, it wasn't Daniel.
It was Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wow. Kira, you've had a star-studded weekend.
No. So then this one. So that this was like in August, can I just say as well?
Oh, sorry, this wasn't all in one day, sorry.
No, it was all in one day, but it just happened a month ago. And then I go down and I'm chatting to my cousin and he's like, you'll never guess who I was playing golf beside 8 miles back the road today. And I'm like, who? Nothing will shock me. Bill frickin' Murray. So all in the one day, Dominic West, Daniel Day-Lewis and Bill Murray were in the Connemara area.
All the celebrities go to where we live now, like where you and I live. That seems to be their cool spot now. That seems to be their Turks and Caicos or whatever of the west coast of Ireland. Jesus, okay.
So there you go. That is my latest Dominic West story.
That, in fairness, isn't a bad one.
Make sure to tune in. Even though, I mean, see, nothing happens to me for 3 years and then everything happens to me in one day.
I think next time you go by him, you should like try to strike up a conversation.
And as I said to you, I think I will the next time. It just wasn't the situation. I was in a pair of swimming togs and that's basically like being naked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was probably naked too, I'm sure. Like he was probably in trunks or something, was he? Was he in Speedos or trunks?
It's like I would hate to bump into anyone in work when I'm wearing a pair of swimming
togs.
Sure, I
hear you.
You know, it's not right.
A lot on display.
I might just be in my underwear.
There's
exactly.
a lot on display, I hear you.
So I didn't want to go over to him and also like he was just going for a swim. I didn't want to bother the man, you know?
Did you try like sneak a look at him? Like in his state of undress or anything that was going on
by the time I was coming out of the water, he was up to his waist.
Oh, fair enough. Is that so? But you would have tried otherwise, I'm sure.
He's very buff and very handsome.
Okay. You try talk to him next time. Like try.
Yeah, no, I will.
Hey, Dominic, interviewed you in London once. Do you know what I mean? Be very Hollywood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Seal.
Yeah. Remember the time you were playing a seal?
Can I just say in my defense, that was my first ever movie junket.
It was good. You did well. Yeah, I thought you did it. You had a great sense of gravitas about you. Very professional.
5 minutes. Talking about how he voiced an animated seal.
I think you did well, very well.
Yeah.
Being English.
Yeah.
I think he thought it would be funny to make them English and he thought it would be funny to get me, you know, McNulty and Stringer together.
Yeah. Being
yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Cool. So when you were playing the seal, how did you get into character? How did you get into the role?
Do you want me to bring up your interview with Anne-Marie? Because I hope you have your interview with Anne-Marie, okay?
Yeah, that was much worse in fairness. I wish I'd been as cool. I wish I'd managed. But anyway, all right. Here's what we'll do. On the way for you, we have music from... Actually, I'm going to try that new style. On the way for you, we have music from Bobby Arlo, Fever Thoughts. But first, though...
Of course.
Kira, you're a great broadcaster. You should do more of that. Anyway, first, here's The Weeknd, Take My Breath on 2FM. So we played, of course, earlier in the show, this for you. We asked you what track we had reversed. It was... The Killers. And Mr. Brightside.
It was Brandon Flowers that Chris depressed.
I know. I couldn't believe that I'd forgotten that. And very disappointed you brought it up, Kira. I can't believe.
Sorry.
I had blocked that out of my mind that I ruined Brandon Flowers from The Killers' day once when he was on the show with us. And now you bring it all back to me. But listen, James, hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I can't complain.
How are you doing?
All good.
We're okay,
all good.
Thank you, yeah.
So, James, where are you in the world?
I'm in Clare Galway.
Oh, very nice. Do you live there? Are you from there? What brings you to Clare Galway?
From Mayo originally, but I've been living here for a good few years, so yeah.
Loads of Mayo people live in Galway, I've noticed, because Kieran and I are from, like, Galway, and there's loads of Mayo and Donegal people. You all seem to come, like, I'm not complaining, like, James, wow, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
No, I love this. You all seem to come down.
But
here,
no, you like do.
This.
Like, in college, everybody knows everyone from Mayo, Donegal. It seems like that whole board of counties just comes down to Galway. And, James, are you one of these people that will say came to Galway for college, or I should say went to Galway for college and just never left?
Yeah.
There you go. See, that's what it is. Yeah. I know you got a job there in Galway and stuff, and you just, now you're a Galwegian.
That's it, yeah. No, exactly. I work for a Shopify. They're a Canadian company, and you work from home, so we're staying at home. We're not going back to the office, which
Whoa.
Is good. So.
Nice. Very good.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Shopify's cool. Massive, isn't it? And Shopify have like a yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah. So you work for Shopify remotely, and you're just in Galway?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. I work for the retail department at Shopify, yeah. So.
Very good. That's so
are
like
you
if
working
I...
today? Sorry, working yeah. today?
Working today, yeah.
All right.
Are you working right now?
James, come on, this is terrible. We can't believe you're at work.
I got the approval from the boss.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah, did you? Oh, you got a few
okay,
minutes so you can clock off and play this quiz. All right. They're big, aren't they? So like, if I want to sell something on Facebook or something, I can like put a Shopify thing on there and stuff, isn't it? Like they can kind of make having an online shop easier. Am I right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Chris, we'll take care of you, don't worry.
Yeah, okay, very good. Kira and I, you see, we're going to start selling, like, articles of clothing, like, to people who are huge fans of us and stuff. That's what our plan is, like, the way, you know, big celebrities and stuff sell it. I don't know if we'd get a good price, though, but listen,
we're
James.
We're going to start with feet pics.
That's what it was, up, feet yeah. pics. I knew it was some weird OnlyFans type of thing. All right, listen, let's get down to the... I don't know if James can provide that service for us, Kira, but let's get down to some business here.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
That's what it was, feet pics. Kira and I decided we were going to sell pictures of our feet on the internet to gentlemen with that type of
now,
fetish.
James, the quiz yesterday, it kind of fell into disrepute. So we don't want a rerun of that today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We don't want to have to help you, James. Do you know what I mean? We want you to be able to get 4 out of 5 on your own. So listen, if you get 4 out of 5 questions right, you will win yourself €100 worth of Just Eat credit added straight to your account before the end of the show. But listen, you do have to get the 4 out of 5 questions right. Kieran and I, we want to try and be rigorous here and enforce some standards. So let's do the first question and let's hope James can get these without us just helping him on every question.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Here we go. Your first question. This week, Gillian Anderson was left bewildered when a US reporter asked her whether she consulted with British Prime Minister before portraying the political figure in The Crown. Was it A, Boris Johnson? Was it B, Margaret Thatcher? Or was it C, Gordon Brown?
I'm going to go with Boris Johnson.
So Gillian Anderson played this British Prime Minister.
Gillian Anderson is a woman.
Yes.
And so the three options are
Boris Johnson, B, Margaret Thatcher, or C, Gordon Brown.
I can't believe we've started on this note. What's your answer, James, just so we have it?
We'll go with Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, okay, all right, very good.
Do you know what? Gillian Anderson, you're 100% correct. Gillian Anderson, she won an Emmy for portraying Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. She's very, very good at it. And Chris, I actually sent this audio on to you. A reporter in the US asked her had she been in touch with Margaret Thatcher while portraying her. And Gillian Anderson is like, you can see her being so polite. She's like, no, I haven't been in touch with Margaret Thatcher, who is, of course, dead.
Could she not have explained that, though? Like, I don't think that would have been patronising to say, just so you know, Margaret Thatcher has been dead,
Chris,
for like...
come on. No matter what way you answer that question, it would seem like you're being patronising. And Gillian Anderson...
No, but she's dead. Margaret Thatcher is dead. Like,
you know.
All right.
Anyway, next question.
This is off to a terrible start. Listen, James, it's only up from here, though. I know we're going to get the goal. We're going to all reach our goals. It's going to be amazing. This week, Netflix acquired the back catalogue of which children's author? Is it A, Roald Dahl? Is it B, Rolled Over? Or is it C, Rock and Rolled?
I don't know. I know, it's Roald Dahl.
Jeez, I was getting worried there. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
I actually think Taika Waititi has signed up to direct some of those movies as well. And I mean, he is an absolute genius. So that should be very exciting.
Is that New Zealand director guy that makes that those kind of quirky...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. I like it.
Currently going out with Rita Ora. Ooh,
Kira doesn't like the fact he's going out with Rita Ora.
I'm really not okay with that. Okay, your next question. Ready, James?
Got it.
Loads of people were delighted at the return of the Great British Bake Off on Tuesday night. On the show, what did presenter Matt Lucas sing to contestant Jürgen as he was trying to bake stuff? Was it A, the theme from the Flintstones in German? Was it B, the Ace of Spades by Motorhead in Irish, or was it C, a Finnish rendition of the Rocky Road to Dublin?
That's a tough question.
That's a tough question, but yeah. Go with Jürgen.
Yeah, I'll go with the first one.
The theme from the Flintstones in German, you are 100% correct.
James, that in was, fairness, yeah, that's a difficult question. Yeah, I mean, like...
Are you watching the Great British Bake Off, James?
No, I think I've seen it on Facebook, though. Something came up on my timeline about it, so...
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah. Yes. I haven't started watching it either yet. Anyway, okay.
James,
Chris.
You're doing well. If you get these next two, we're laughing. New Zealand singing sensation Lord found out from Ray Darcy this week that she was eligible to enter which competition? Is it A, Dancing with the Stars? Is it B, the Eurovision Song Contest? Or is it C, the Rose of Tralee? What do you think, James? What were Ray Darcy and Lord talking about that she could enter? Dancing with the Stars, the Eurovision Song Contest, or the Rose of Tralee?
James?
Oh, good question.
He's thinking, Kira. Give the man a minute.
It's a tough one. I'll go with the first one again.
Dancing with the Stars, you'd think so, because you'd think, hey, Lord, you're a big celebrity. Would you do something like that?
I mean, also, you could have said the Eurovision Song Contest because, I mean, Australia are in it, so why wouldn't New Zealand be able to do it? But actually, Lord, I'm sure she was delighted to find out, was eligible to be in the Rose of Tralee, James. But anyway, right.
James, I don't want to heap pressure on you, but you have to get this last question.
You will get this last question.
No,
okay?
I don't. Oh, actually, you probably will, looking at it, yeah.
No, you will. Okay,
James,
you
if you don't get this last question, we're not giving you the prize, because if you don't get this, you don't even deserve help with it, all right?
You know what? I'll get a just seat regardless anyway.
Okay, that's very good. Great. James being okay. A company man. Yeah, you should get it even ready? If you don't win. All right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, your final question. Uh-huh. Tinky, Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe have reunited and will release the 25th anniversary album this weekend. How are they better known? Is it A, U2? Is it B, Oasis? Or is it C, the Teletubbies, James?
I'll go with the last one.
The Teletubbies, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe. Yes, they are indeed the Teletubbies. And I cannot believe they're reunited and they're going to release their 25th anniversary album this weekend. God, you know, nature is healing, guys. Anyway,
I can't believe they're 25. Congratulations. That's incredible. Anyway, James, I think you did very well. I don't think you brought it into disrepute. I did. You think you did a very solid performance here on the Quiz of the Week, and you have
and
indeed.
And most importantly, James, where are you going to get with your vouchers? Where are you going to eat?
Chinese for the win, like.
Ah, yeah, absolutely.
Ah, nice.
Has to be. What's your go-to Chinese, James? Like, what's your go-to dish?
Go-to dish? Probably shredded chicken.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, James. Listen, great job. And when do you finish work?
Finished at 5.
Listen. Then it's shredded chicken, right?
Shredded chicken.
There we go. I love it. All right, there we go. We'll let James go, Kira. James doing a very solid performance today. I have to say.
Very solid performance. Some of those questions
were
very
difficult. And mm-hmm. Usually this quiz is supposed to be mindlessly easy. Some of those questions were actually challenging. I don't know how that happened. Kira and I are so sorry for making you think on this Sunday. That was absolutely not our intention. It's never our intention.
Now I'm just thinking of Chinese food.
I know. What is it? 12:43. Probably a little early for Chinese.
We could have Chinese lunch, Chris.
We could. We could, absolutely. You're dead right. All right. My goodness. Incredible stuff as always, Kieran. Great to be back. Great to be back with everybody.
Like, in one day, Dominic West, Daniel Day-Lewis. Now, I know I didn't see Bill Murray, but I saw a photo of him on my cousin's phone. So, I mean,
still
like,
still a star-studded day, Kira. No question. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But listen.
And I was nearly knocked down by an Irish actress.
I mean, all very exciting. Have you ever said on air which actress it was?
No, turn off the mic.
Okay, hold on a second. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. She's cool.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to be knocked down by anyone, if it was her, I'd kind of be happy.
Oh, sure. Know? Like, it would be like a privilege to be like punched in the face by her or whatever. I'd be like, that'd be an honor. Do you know what I mean? But anyway.
Maybe not punched in the face, but.
I'd prefer, like, if. Because it'd be nice to be able to say, like, she touched
what
you.
What are you into?
No, oh but God. As in, like, because then she touched you. I don't want to be hit by her car. Like,
you can't say that anymore.
What do you mean? No, as
you
in,
I can't be touched by anyone anymore.
No, I'm giving her my consent.
Oh, okay.
She can touch me
Maybe
and hit me in the face.
Touch you.
She probably does. Who the hell does? Who the hell does? But anyway, before this gets any weirder.
Yeah, because it's just got weird. Now I'm like, oh my God, Chris is into being punched in the face.
No, if the
God,
options
if
are.
I've known that, buddy.
If the options are. Imagine. Yeah,
there's a lot of times over the last 12 years that I could have punched you in the face.
Oh, sure, geez, who knows what would have happened then? I would have gotten all frisky in the studio now. No, what I'm saying is, right, if the options are that this woman is going to either hit me with her car or punch me in the face. I would prefer to be punched in the face by her.
She wouldn't be the sort of person to punch somebody in the face, though.
I'm sure she wouldn't be the type of person to hit someone with a car either, but if, in this
would,
hypothetical...
She would just be, in this hypothetical situation, she would be kind of like airy-fairy and maybe on a different planet, so there's more of a chance of her hitting you with her car than her punching you in the face.
I see. Well, I'll just have to hold out for my dream of being punched in the face by her. Isn't that it? Anyway, until next time, everybody. From myself, Chris, goodbye. From Kira.
Goodbye.